Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Pitch on the way, swinging a high drive deep to right field. This one is going and going and goodbye, baseball, upper deck in right field. Welcome to September, Kyle Seager.
Rick Riz, the radio voice of the Mariners. You've heard him. You know him. You love him. He's joining us now. Do you often get to hear your play-by-play calls like that?
Not very often, but during the course of the year, you hear highlights, especially driving home after a ball game. So I guess I do, John. Yeah. A lot of the games that are being replayed, every night on our flagship station.
I hear some broadcasters who say, they don't want to hear it. I hear others that just pour over everything. Have you changed throughout your career? Because you've been at this a long time and you're good at it.
Oh, well, thank you, John. No, I still get a kick out of it. It's always nice to, hear your play-by-play and hear your work. And I listen to it and kind of critique myself. I'm driving home, I go, could I have done that any better? What could I have done to set it up a little bit better? So I kind of think of it, that way. But it's always fun to hear yourself. And I think it's a good thing.
I'm talking to Rick Riz, the Mariners radio voice. There is something going on that's really cool, and I'm going to tell listeners how to get a couple of tickets to a Mariners game. The Mariners have made a generous offer. They're offering two tickets to everybody who donates blood as part of the blood drive that is going on at Bloodworks. It's got a remote location set up at Coyote's Bar and Grill on Baseline Road in Hillsboro. It is beginning today. May 7th, May 11th, there will also be there 12 to 6 p.m., May 14th, May 18th, May 21st, May 25th, May 28th. So you have an opportunity here. If you go to bloodworksnw.org, you can look at the donation schedule. You have an opportunity to get a couple of tickets and help people out. Rick, why is it important that people donate blood? And by the way, thanks to the Mariners for stepping up to incentivize it and make it cool in addition to the good thing that it is.
Yeah, John, this is so important right now. The Mariners opened up T-Mobile Park on April 13th, and it was so successful that they're continuing it through the month of May. And why is it so important? Well, because of the pandemic, COVID-19, and the coronavirus, all the hospitals were inundated with patients trying to save lives, and elective surgeries were put on the back burner. And so now there's a little bit more of a grip on things, and we're starting to open up, our state a little bit and your state and also now the hospitals. So now these elective surgeries for cancer treatment or any other type of surgeries, transplants, they need blood. And from what I've read and understand from Bloodworks, is that 60% of the blood supplies collected at mobile blood drives, well, those have been stopped with because a lot of them are at schools and schools are closed and things like that. So there's going to be this big influx with now elective surgeries opening up that people and hospitals need blood, all types of blood. So if we can get out there and donate blood and build up that reservoir so the elective surgeries can take place here in the very, very near future, it's going to be great because we need to build up that supply. So stop by Coyote's Bar and Grill at that address, 5301 West Baseline Road in Hillsboro, and donate blood. And we're doing the same out at T-Mobile Park. But it's very, very essential right now because of what we're going through.
For people age 16 and up who meet the donation weight and eligibility requirements, obviously if you're under 18, you have to have a permission form signed, but 16 and up can donate. I didn't know this, Rick, but I found out from doing some research on this that You know, the blood supply, it's perishable. And platelets have a shelf life of only 5 days. So there is a need, and it's why donors are needed every day. And so, you know, I've given blood, and you can do it 5 to 6 times a year. But I think it's a great opportunity for people to do a good thing, safely do it, because BloodWorks has done a great job in honoring social distancing and following rules, but also making it very easy for people with a mobile location to give blood. And the Mariners have stepped up to incentivize it a little bit, because there's nothing better than getting 2 free tickets to a Mariners game in addition to doing something good. Are you eager to go ahead.
Yeah, no, this is wonderful. No, yeah, I'm eager as well. I know Dan Wilson went the other day, and I plan on going. And, you know, during very difficult, trying times like this, you know, we find our real humanity. We rise to the occasion. We're resolute and battling through all kinds of serious situations. And this is as serious as it gets with so many people dying in our state, in your state, across the country, and around the world. So this is something that where the people really step up, and we really see the humanity of people to try to help others, and that's why this is so great, to help out those in need, especially our first responders, our doctors and nurses, EMTs, paramedics, caregivers in nursing homes, and so many other people. I mean, they're putting their lives on the line right now. So we need to stay safe and healthy and stay at home and make sure we don't add to those numbers. But coming up here real soon, the hospitals are going to need that blood for the people who have been waiting on the sidelines to get their elective surgeries because, you know, the hospitals were just swamped with trying to keep people alive, you know, affected by the coronavirus. So it's an amazing thing when you can see the community really open up for a cause that we really, really need to help out here. So if you can, stop on by and donate blood as soon as you can.
We're talking to the Mariners radio play-by-play voice, Rick Riz. And again, for people who want to do that, you can go to bloodworksnw.org, or you can just stop by the BloodWorks pop-up donor center at Coyote's Bar and Grill, 5301 West Baseline Road in Hillsboro. It's open today until 6 p.m., so get yourself there. Rick, how eager are you to see baseball? What, you know, all these theories that are floating around, you'll play in Arizona, won't play with fans. What have you heard lately? And as a somebody who's close to this team, what's the sentiment internally with players?
Well, I think the players want to play, but I'm not sure they were too thrilled possibly on the bubble situation in Arizona, because they would be pretty isolated in the hotels without their families. I don't have all the information on that, but that was just one of the options. And there's also the option of breaking down the entire country, all 30 clubs, into 3 divisions, the East, Central, and the West. And we would just play everybody in the West, or flights would be short. And we could, you know, get tested every week and make sure everybody was safe and healthy as well, and play in our own ballparks. So we'll just have to wait and see. I'm kind of getting the same information, John, as you are right now, and everybody else and all the fans. So we're waiting to see if we can pull this off. Hopefully we can. But the main thing is we've got to be safe. We can't undo everything we've done over the last 2 months. So we got to make sure that the detection of the COVID-19 virus, coronavirus, doesn't escalate and go back up. We need to cut down, you know, obviously the deaths in our communities and states and the world, and we have to be safe. So it'll be interesting to see what happens and when it happens. But I'm here at home, staying safe, and I take my daily walks and enjoy the sunshine right now. But hopefully we can get a bigger grip on this thing and maybe one day get back to playing baseball real soon, because the fans are waiting for it. I'm anxious for it as well. I mean, I watched the NFL draft, John. I watched all 3 days of that thing because it was some kind of sports on TV. I watched every guy who was drafted, you know. But and also the games that we're playing on our flagship station every night. And I think fans are excited about getting baseball back. When that's going to happen, well, hopefully in the near future. But again, we have to be safe about it.
I've seen some of these play-by-play calls where some of these broadcasters are, you know, watching the dog and doing a play-by-play of the dog chasing the ball. Yeah. How do you stay in shape as a broadcaster when there's no games?
Well, I saw those two. The one English guy, the soccer guy with the two dogs, you know, and the dog was just sitting there and thinking about making a move, and he was getting all excited. That was hilarious. I'm just watching baseball games, just doing what I do every off season. I don't practice. We do so many games during the regular season that once we get down to spring training, we start doing games, John, it's like we never left from the previous year. And that's how fast the seasons meld one into another. This is going to be my 46th year coming up, 8 years in the minor leagues, 38th year in the big leagues. And so I'm just kind of, I got my son's cat here that I've been babysitting every day for the last 3 weeks or so. I could start doing play-by-play of him running around having a good time. But I don't think anybody would be interested in that. But I'm just staying ready by, you know, watching what's going on and keeping track of the latest news and things like that. But I just can't wait till we get down there and start playing some games quick, because we're going to need about, you know, 2.5-3 weeks of spring training for the pitchers to get ready, hitters get their timing down. So that'll give us plenty of time for us broadcasts to get ready as well, John.
Yeah, and I kind of wonder how that false start will affect the pitchers, because if I'm a pitcher who's coming in to spring training and I'm looking to make the big league roster, maybe I'm on the bubble, you know, I'm really gearing towards being ready at spring training and impressing. And now you had this false start and it has to start back up again. I think it'll be interesting to see how that all manifests itself. And do we get a full season? Do we get a partial season? Are there fans in the stadium? How do you think it'll affect if there aren't fans in a baseball stadium?
Yeah.
And what's the difference there atmosphere wise in a game?
Oh, it's going to be huge, John. You know, the fans create the atmosphere. I've seen Edgar's double here 4 or 5 times, you know, watching on television the games that are replayed or listening on the radio of the game of that particular game. And Dave Niehaus set it up beautifully, but it was the crowd noise that, you know, created the background and the atmosphere. It puts you on the edge of your seat. So it's going to be very strange to do a ball game with no fans in the stands. And when somebody hits a grand slam home run, a grand salami, you know, you're just not going to have, you know, the reaction. You'll have our reaction, but it won't have that incredible background of fans going crazy. So it's going to be a whole lot different without, you know, fans at the ballpark. But hopefully we can, you know, get closer to a cure and a vaccine, and we get fans sitting side by side and get 40,000 fans in a ballpark, hopefully down the road.
Rick Riz of the Seattle Mariners, he's the radio voice there. Rick, thank you for making time. I appreciate you.
Oh, Don, anytime. We thank you for what you do for us down there as one of our affiliates. Baseball will be back. I'm chomping at the bit, so is everybody else. We want to create some great memories this year as we have down through the years. The first things first, we have to think about the first responders and make sure that they can do their job. So we need to do our job, stay healthy, stay safe, stay at home right now, open up it when it's safe. And I can't wait till the baseball season to start and everything else and get our lives back once again.
Rick Riz, thank you. There he is, Seattle Mariners radio voice. And for those of you who want to give blood and get 2 Mariners tickets, the Mariners Pop-Up Donor Center with Bloodworks is at Coyote's Bar and Grill in Hillsboro, 5301 West Baseline Road. They've made it safe. They're honoring social distancing today until 6 p.m., May 11th, 12 to 6 p.m., May 14th, 12 to 6 p.m., the 18th, the 21st, the 25th, and the 28th. The schedule at bloodworksnw.org. You get 2 Mariners tickets to every donor that donates blood to a select game. And they're going to do it because this is how they're going to do it. You're wondering, how are you going to get tickets for a game I don't know is when the schedule is? Well, the donor is going to get an email after you donate with a link to redeem your Mariners tickets. So if the game's canceled, they'll be redeemed, and you can go to a future game. It'll be all taken care of by the Mariners, and after the donor completes the initial ticket registration. So blood donations, go to bloodworksnw.org. If you've got questions, leave it here. You got the BFT. University of Oregon Athletic Department has issued a statement in response to Oregon Governor Kate Brown's reopening plan. Her reopening plan, if you're just tuning in, advises against sporting events with large crowds through at least September. Oregon's athletic department has issued a statement saying, quote, "We will continue to work with state and local officials, public health experts, and campus leadership in navigating all of the unprecedented issues surrounding COVID-19 and when our student athletes will be able to return to competition. The health and safety of our student athletes and community will continue to be our top priority," end quote. It's not much of a substantial statement, but it's what you expect. Oregon is basically saying we're going to defer to the governor. So if you're somebody who is wondering what's going to happen, what's going to happen with college football? What's going to happen with the SEC? What's going to happen with the Pac-12? You're asking the wrong question. The question is, where do the governors stand in the states, in the United States? Where do the individual governors stand? Because if you have governors in every state that includes a college football team coming forth and saying, we're okay with games, we're okay with crowds, then you're going to have games with crowds. If you have governors that come forth and say, you know what, we're okay with the team practicing, but we're not okay with a game being played, you're not going to have a game. If you have a governor that comes forth and says, hey, and I'm talking about Alabama's governor now, we're okay not having fans in the stadium, the games are more important, we got to play these games, then you are going to have college football games. Mark in Portland has tweeted at me. He says, it's hard to imagine the SEC and the Pac-12 agreeing to the same start date for college football. Also, equally hard to envision the NCAA being the mediator. Like, the NCAA is toothless. It's got no subpoena power. It's also got no teeth. It is like the most passive milquetoast entity ever. It collects the money. It governs college athletics, but it's not telling the SEC and the Pac-12 where to start. And I got news for the SEC and the Pac-12. It's the governors, not the conference commissioners, who are going to make the decisions. Keep an eye on that moving forward. All right, the greatest outdoorsman. You heard of the greatest showman? The greatest outdoorsman I've ever met, Bill Monroe of the...
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.